facing an emergency, but everyone you call is just too busy to talk to you. The panic grows, the tears well up inside you. Time's running out. Who are you going to call? I'm Bernard Diamond. Great to be back with you again today as we take another look at faithfulness from a different perspective. And please stay tuned, because in just a few minutes, I'll be telling you about my free daily devotional, Fresh. It's all about helping you dive deeper into God's Word, which is alive and active, which is the power to transform your life. Technology is a wonderful thing, isn't it? First, we had mobile phones. Now we have call line identification, or CLI as they call it, so that you can see who's calling you. Unless, of course, the person you're calling just doesn't want to answer the phone. Every time you ring, they hang up. But now, imagine you're in an emergency. I don't know, your car's rolled over and your leg's pinned underneath. You're in excruciating pain. You're losing blood. You can feel yourself losing consciousness. Then you remember the mobile phone in your pocket. You reach for it and you call someone, but they hang up on you. You call the next person, but they hang up on you too. The next one, the next one. They're either too busy to answer you, or they hang up on you. You can't get through to anyone. So what do? Who do you call? Life does have its ups and downs, doesn't it? Sometimes we're so busy with life, we don't even admit them to ourselves. Sometimes I find myself working so hard and such long hours, it's not till my wife taps me on the shoulder or gives me a bit of a shake and says, "Do you realise how tired you're getting?" If we go through everything in our life right now, I'm sure each one of us will find at least a handful of issues. Maybe it's the relationship between husband and wife that's a bit scratchy. Maybe you're just tired and you need a break. Maybe we're worried about one of our teenage kids. Maybe you're thinking about getting married, but I'm not sure if this is the right person or the right time. Or maybe there's something that's causing you excruciating emotional pain. Maybe it's just something niggling away. Maybe you've got it buried so deep that there's a tsunami about to hit. Maybe we're just not content, but we don't know why. Maybe we're suffering from depression. How could this happen to me? Maybe you're headed for divorce. Maybe someone at work is just being nasty. Do you get it? There are all these apparently well-adjusted people walking around near us, and they all seem to be coping except for me. But the reality is, we all have issues in our lives from time to time. Life is never perfect. And people sometimes say to me, "Bernie, surely you don't. I mean, you look as though you have it so well together." This program that we're sharing with you now, I was preparing for this program in Denver Airport just recently. It was noisy. I was tired and jet-lagged. I had a new set of multifocals and I was struggling to see through the glasses. Nobody's life is perfect. We live in an imperfect world, and I believe God wants us to enjoy life anyway. And my hunch is, there at Denver Airport, probably God had me right where he wanted me to be to do this program. So you've got this issue. Who do you call? A friend? Maybe a counsellor? Maybe husband or wife, maybe a pastor or a priest, maybe a work colleague. Well, if you're really fortunate, if you're really blessed, you have someone to talk to. And you're really, really fortunate if they can actually help you through. But people don't always have the answers. They can't always help with what's going on inside. Other people have their weaknesses and their blind spots. And mostly they can't always influence the circumstances that are causing the issue in our lives. King David of Israel, who lived 3,000 years ago, well, that guy had more than his fair share of trouble in life. He had to fight lots of wars, and sometimes he came so close to defeat, and sometimes there were internal politics amongst his people. Sometimes he was facing impossible odds. Sometimes he worked his way into blunders and mistakes. And in light of all of that, later on in his life, he wrote this. You can read it in Psalm 138. He said, "Thanks God from the bottom of my heart. Thanks. I just want to sing your praises. Because on the day I called you, you answered me. You increased the strength of my soul. And when I walked through trouble, you kept me from my enemies and your hand delivered me. You know, God, I know that you will fulfill your purposes for me and that your steadfast love and faithfulness will endure forever in my life. What a statement of experience. This is a man who's had more than his fair share of stresses and strains and fears. His life has been threatened more times than you and I have had hot breakfasts. And he looks back on all of that and he says, "Wow, Lord, when I called you, you answered me." I wonder sometimes whether we're spending so much time finding help from other people and in other areas, we forget that God is a God who wants to make a difference in our lives. Real life, real problems, sometimes desperate problems. Sometimes when our lives are threatened even, as David's was. There was a great movie a few years ago with Tom Hanks in it called Castaway. I'm not sure if you saw it. It's quite a long movie. And it was about a man who worked for the courier company FedEx. And his plane went down and everyone was killed. And he made it to a desert island. It was the story of how he made it through. And of all the parcels that came down with him, he kept one. And when he was ultimately rescued 4 or 5 years later, he went and delivered it to the woman that it was addressed to. Well, a few months after that movie, which was a great movie, FedEx brought out an ad, and it was playing on the whole Castaway thing. The ad went something like this. This FedEx truck pulls up in his beautiful, manicured, upper-middle-class neighbourhood, and a man gets out of it. And obviously it's playing on the Tom Hanks character because his hair is really long and his beard is really... He looks like he's been stranded on a desert island. And he walks up to a house and he presses the button, ding, dong, and a woman answers the door. And he says, "Madam," he says, "I've been stranded on a desert island for 5 years and I've just been rescued and I wanted to deliver this package to you because I work for FedEx." And the woman says, "Wow, that's really amazing." And she's just about to close the door and he says, "Madam," he says, "just one thing, what's inside the parcel?" And so she tears it open. She says, "Oh, nothing much, just junk really. A satellite phone, some seeds, a water filter and a fishing line." I love that ad. I don't know if you've ever seen it before, but it just tickles my fancy. I wonder sometimes whether we aren't a little bit like that Tom Hanks character, stranded, yet all the time we have the answer right in front of us. Instead of running to the phone, we could run to God. In the 10 years that I have been walking in relationship with Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Saviour, there have been so many times when I felt weak, when I've had a problem that I didn't know what to do with, when circumstances have been against me, when I felt inadequate or afraid. And in those 10 years, I can say exactly what it was that David said. "I called and he answered me. God increased the strength of my soul. And even when I walked through trouble, his right hand delivered me." Like David, I know his steadfast love, love and faithfulness that endure forever. All I had to do was ask. Question: what are the issues and the problems and the disappointments and the fears in your life right now? Can you and I together say, "I called and he answered me"? So when you're facing that issue, when you're facing that problem, who will you call? The Word of God is alive and active, amen, with the power to transform your life, to help you be all that God made you to be. And that's what the Fresh Daily Devotional is all about. It's completely free, and I'd love to send it to you. Each day, you'll receive a life-changing scripture together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement from me, delivered right to your inbox where you can choose to read, listen, or watch the daily video. It's completely up to you. Remember, God's Word is the power to change, and it's fresh for you each day. You can subscribe to receive your free daily devotional at freshdevotional.org. And as a bonus, we'll also send you a free copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? My prayer is that your heart will be touched and transformed as you draw ever closer to Jesus through the power of his word. Again, that web address is freshdevotional.org. Hey, God bless you. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.